Kelly and Alan have been trying for a very long time, actually, for about 7 or 8 years. And they've had about 11 or 12 miscarriages before they saw a program where I treated some women with immune therapy for a condition known as high natural killer cells, which is related to miscarriages. And the idea behind this problem is that your immune system wrongly identifies the pregnancy as foreign and attack it and cause a miscarriage. And we traditionally treat that with prednisolone, which is a steroid, is an immune suppressant, which we use for several other conditions. They contacted my clinic and they said, can we come and see you? But we can't really afford to come privately. So I've written to their GP and invited them to come to my miscarriage clinic at Epsom and St. Helier NHS Trust. And got specialist funding for her from her PCT at the time. And we did some tests, and we did find that she does have high natural killer cells. And we gave her the traditional treatment we use, conventional treatment, which is the prednisolone. She's continued to miscarry, although the miscarriages started to become a little bit later. So she used to miscarry normally in the first trimester between 8 and 9 weeks. She started to go into 12 and 13 weeks, but still miscarries, which is quite awful, really, because at that time the baby's fully formed and becomes more of going through labor, really, when she miscarries, which is quite traumatic for both her and Alan. So in total, she's had 19 or 20 miscarriages. And I said, look, I think there's a drug that I've been thinking about to use for a long time, which is hydroxychloroquine. And hydroxychloroquine is a tablet, and it's a drug traditionally used for malaria, but we also use it for a lot of other immune problems, such as rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and things and other immune problems. I gave her the hydroxychloroquine, and thankfully they were successful to have baby Tyler, although the pregnancy itself was a little bit complicated with preeclampsia, which is also thought to be related to the immune system and had to be delivered around 28 or 29 weeks. Tyler spent a long time in the special care baby unit in Birmingham Heartland Hospital, but eventually he went home, and he's a fantastic baby. I only saw them actually last week, and they came all the way from Birmingham to show me Tyler, and it was just a wonderful.
How many women have you treated using hydroxychloroquine?
I think I would say about 10 to 15 women.
And what's
so far
your success rate?
It's about 70%, but it's really quite important for me to emphasize that this is not the holy grail. This is not going to be treating everyone. It's a very early stage, but there's been some publications, and there was one in 2009 looking in general about hydroxychloroquine safety in pregnancy, and it's been shown to be very, very safe.